Should have had you record my
Kederim.
Okay, so we begin with Brachos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, first Mishnah in all of Shas. And the Mishnah starts with a question. The Mishnah says, Me'imasai Korin et Shema Ba'arivin. Me'imasai, from when, Korin, do we begin to read Shema Ba'arivin in the evening, at nighttime? So that's the opening question of the Mishnah. Again, Me'imasai, from when, Korin et Shema Ba'arivin, do we read Shema in the evening? And we'll see it in the Gemara itself in a few lines when we get into the Gemara, and Rashi also points out that, and the Gemara is going to be bothered by this. We're just jumping in there right now, but to help us understand, right? So the pasuk, we read it when we say in Shema itself, right? The pasuk says b'shafichav kumecha, that there's a chiyuv to say Shema twice a day b'shafichav, when we go to sleep. Okay, we have to figure out, that's exactly what the Gemara is going to figure out, what that means, uvkumecha, and when we get up in the morning. So there's a chiyuv to say Shema at night, and there's a chiyuv to say Shema in the morning. So the Gemara wants to know when that chiyuv at night, when it kicks in, when's the earliest you could begin to say it. So the Mishnah answers, Misha shehakohanim nichnasin lecho b'trumasan. So the earliest time that you're able to say Shema in the evening is from the time that the Kohanim are nichnasim, they go in, le'echo b'trumasan. They go in to eat their truma. So what is this talking about, that the Kohanim go in to eat their truma? So a Kohen that becomes Tame, okay, all different ways he can become Tame Mei, or a Zav, or a Metzora. So a Kohen who becomes Tameh, he's not able to eat Truma. Truma has to be eaten in Kedusha and holiness. So depending on what type of Truma you have, there's a different process that has to take place. But always part of that process is that he has to go to the mikvah. Okay, so sometimes it's that day of, but a lot of the Tumas, it actually has to wait 7 days. On the seventh day, he has to go to the mikvah. But he could go to the mikvah any time during that seventh day, but he has to wait until the evening to actually achieve the tahara. So he could go anytime on the seventh day, but not until nighttime does he achieve the tahara. And then there's actually a next step, and we're going to get to this, is he has to bring a korban the next day. So, but what our Mishnah is telling us here is that after he goes to the mikvah, once it becomes night, so he goes to the mikvah at 2 p.m., it's the middle of the day. Once it becomes night, right, like today, like around 7 o'clock, whatever it was, or maybe a little later, once it becomes night, then he's allowed to eat truma. He's allowed to eat, right, truma is the gift that's given to the Kohen, so he can't eat that unless he's pure. So if he goes to the mikvah at 2 o'clock, he can't start eating truma. 3 o'clock, he can't start eating truma. He has to wait until 8 p.m., it's dark out, it's tesa kolchavim, and then he can start eating truma. And we'll get to in a second that the next day he has to bring a korban, and he can't start eating kudshim, he can't start eating korbanos until the next day, until he gives the korbanos. But to eat the truma, once it becomes dark, he could eat the truma. So basically, right, to sum it up, Me'imasai Kohen is a Shema, but Arvin, when could the Kohen start eat? When can we start saying Shema? When's the chiv to say Shema at night? So it's when the Kohanim go and eat the Truma, which is Tesa Kochavim, that's the simple, okay? We have to understand the Gemara is going to ask, why doesn't it just say Tesa Kochavim? But we'll get to that in a little bit. So that's the earliest time you could say Shema. When's the latest you could say Shema? So the Mishnah continues, Ad Sof HaShmura HaRishona. Until the end of the Ashmura, is like Shmira, a watch, okay? The night is split up, to Rashi points out, the night is split up into three different mishmaros, three different watches, and the Gemara is going to go into all arichas, exactly what every single watch means. But there's three different three different sections of the night. So sofa shmura rishona, right? If the night is 12 hours, so it's 4 hours into the night. So basically, the first line of the Mishnah ends off, divrei Rabbi Lazar. This is the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar says the earliest time is Tesa Kochavim, that's when the Kohanim are able to eat Truma. And the latest you could say Shema, you don't have all night to say Shema according to Rabbi Lazar. The latest you could say Shema is 1/3 into the night, 4 hours into the night, or as our Mishnah says, Sofa Ashmura, the end of the first watch. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Any questions on Rabbi Lazar? No? Good? Okay. Chachamim Omrim, next line. Chachamim, next opinion. Chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzos. So they don't argue about the earliest time. Right now, it seems in the Mishnah, everyone agrees that the earliest time you could say Shema is still Tzeis HaKol Chavim, but the Chachamim say, no, you don't have to, it's not 4 hours into the night, it's Ad Chatzos, and Chatzos is midnight, which means it's 6 hours into the night. We're talking about halachic hours. So they say you have a little bit later. You don't have to, if night starts at 6 o'clock, okay? So according to Rabbi Lazar, you have to say Shema by 10 o'clock. And according to the Chachamim, you could say it all the way until 12 o'clock, 12 in the middle of the night. Rabbi Gamliel, this is the third opinion now. Omer ad shiyala amud hashachar. He says, no, you actually have all night long. You have ad shiyala amud hashachar until Olos HaShachar, until the, literally what it means, until it goes up, the Amud HaShachar, the rays of the sun, which means daybreak, daylight, until you begin to see, what's the official, dawn? Is that what it's called? I think dawn, right? Until dawn. So he says you actually have, until you begin to see light, as long as it's dark out, from Tzeis HaKol Chavim until it's dark, you can say Shema, and that would be a kiyum of Bishafricha, which means saying Shema at night. Those are the three opinions. So might be helpful to number them, to underline the three different opinions. We have Rabbi Lazar, we have the Chachamim, we have Rabbi Gamliel. So Rashi points out what are they arguing about? So we'll leave Chachamim aside for a second, but basically what they're arguing about is the pasuk says you have a chiyuv to say Shema b'shafecha. You have a chiyuv to say Shema when you go to sleep, right? Or when you lie down is actually literally what it means. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you only have the beginning of the night, the first 4 hours of the night, so Rashi explains that he says it's when you go to sleep, at time that people go to sleep. At the beginning of the night is when people go to sleep. You don't go to sleep, at 3 in the morning. You don't go to, you're sleeping at the bed, you don't go to sleep. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, when it says when you lie down, when you go to sleep, it doesn't literally mean like when you get into bed and close your eyes and go to sleep. It means as long as people are sleeping, as long as that's a period of sleep, yeah, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema at night. Should we do a little bit more? Should we? That's it for now. You'll have to help me with the pace, Jared.
It all depends on what people are feeling. I mean, the Mishnahs are usually the way we've been doing it.
Right.